Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation, is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention, your attention. Why is that? Because let's remember this again. What we give our attention to matters. As our life's experience or journey, whichever way you would like to look at it, would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid our attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give our attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices, and that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Gifts and Change, from the book titled The Axemaker's Gift. Technology's Capture and Control of Our Minds and Culture by James Burke and Robert Onstein. This book is about the people who gave us the world in exchange of our minds. The gifts we accepted from them gave us the power to change the way we lived, but doing so also changed the way we thought. It is a stunning account of how scientific thinking and technology have gained control over the way we perceive and value the world. To the excerpt, Gifts and Change, we've titled it. Their gifts not only changed the world of their time, but also remain in use to affect later periods. Any modern environment is a mixture of these world-altering changes whose origin range back thousands of years into the past. The fact that you are able to read the book or this book originates with the effects of the 15th century printing press. The food you ate for breakfast today was delivered to the supermarkets thanks to the 19th century combustion engine. The clothes you are wearing now began their existence on a prehistoric loom. You are alive in all probability, thanks to one or another medical advance, dating back for some time in the last 100 years or maybe older than that. Your workplace probably includes 13th century paper, 16th century lathe-turned furniture, 19th century plastics, 15th century toilets, 17th century electricity powering 19th century telephones, and early 20th century computers. The water supply in the restrooms is delivered by 16th century pumping systems. The paint on the office walls contains 19th century artificial dyes. Your business itself likely runs on a top-down decision hierarchy dating from command structures first established 7,000 years ago to run the first city-states. Only rarely, if ever, did we look back to examine the effect of our passage in the world, because our axe-makers always led us forward toward the horizon we never expected to reach. Here ends our excerpt, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this book thoroughly. If you do not have a copy, you can buy the copy from the following link. That is, if you can see the link and click on it. If not, you can log on to www.humanjourney.us and purchase your copy. Read an excerpt as well there. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And if you enjoy reading it all by yourself, do not forget to share the interesting facts, information that you come across in this book with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Now, concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog posts and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.